nothing gonna steal my joy. FM 90.3 WJTL, nothing's gonna steal Zach Williams' joy. That's Old Church Choir, Daniel Doss Band, Praise the King, and Building 429, Press On. Good morning. Happy Thursday, 720.
Weather-wise today, partly sunny, cool, and breezy. Maybe we'll see a stray shower. Highs today right around 57. Then clear tonight, low 36, a frost advisory in effect. Sunny and 63 Friday. Saturday, sunny and 69. And rain likely Sunday with highs expected near 61. Right now, it is currently 44.
Our friends from Restoration International hanging out with us this morning. Jennifer and Alexis are here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So great to have you both here. Jennifer McBratney is the founder of Restoration International. Jennifer, what is Restoration International? Tell us all about it.
Well, it's a nonprofit that my husband and I founded out of a love for Indigenous people. We have such a heart for those living in extreme poverty, suffering from generational traumas such as abuse, violence, trafficking, things like that. So, yes.
And so folks want to get more information about your ministry or about events you have coming up or opportunities, they can visit you online?
Absolutely. Our website is restoringunity.org.
So what kind of things specifically are you doing as part of your ministry to reach Indigenous people?
Well, we have an exciting opportunity coming up in January. We're going to be moving to Papua New Guinea, and this is a longer-term commitment. We're going to be partnering over there with some Indigenous people who already are ministering to the population in the city that is living in extreme poverty and suffering from the traumas that we mentioned, human trafficking, exploitation. Specifically, we're going to be working with women and children who are homeless.
Wow. Alexis Rodriguez is with us. And Alexis, are you going, you're going to be visiting Papua New Guinea as well?
Yep. I'll be staying there for a year and working with my cousins in the ministry.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing maybe day to day while you're in Papua New Guinea.
Well, our goal is to work with, like she said, women and children that are homeless, suffering from exploitation and human trafficking. I'll be more specifically working with children, helping them learn English.
Well, that'll be fun. Now, in Papua New Guinea, and neither one of you can answer this, is it similar to America? There's Indigenous people, and then there's people who came in and European people, and so the Indigenous people are living in poverty? Is that what you're seeing
correct.
There?
Yes. Absolutely, yes. And in the capital city, you have Indigenous people from the whole country coming there, perhaps looking for job opportunities or a chance to, you know, get ahead. And unfortunately, you know, many of the jobs are taken by foreigners, so they end up living in these homeless settlements and digging through trash dumps just to find food every day. So those are the people that we are specifically going to reach with the gospel.
Well, and I imagine you guys need prayer support and financial support in order to get to Papua New Guinea.
Absolutely, yes. We are counting on the body of Messiah to hold us up in prayer and to financially support us.
And so once again, people can visit you online.
Absolutely, yes. RestoringUnity.org.
Visit online, restoringunity.org. Find out more information about Jennifer and Alexis and their families going to Papua New Guinea to reach Indigenous people where they're at. We'll talk more with them coming up in just a bit. But once again, visit online, restoringunity.org. Reliant K, taking us back to the music. This is